From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, it's time for the Top Chef podcast on newsok.com. Where there? Was that vanilla enough?
That's good.
Vanilla is good when you're talking about food and taste and flavor. Dave, Kathy, the food dude. Introduce yourselves, folks. Starting here.
I'll go. I'm Matt, and I like food.
I'm Carrie Coppernall, and I also like food.
You're who?
I'm Carrie Coppernall. I'm back from maternity leave.
And our resident Republican?
I am Jennifer Moniz, resident Republican who loves food.
That's right. Yeah, we have a new mommy with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You heard it here first, folks. Yeah, it's the scoop of the century. Republicans have fun, too. What? It's the truth. Don't believe everything you read in the papers. You know, that's...
Wait a minute.
Carrie...
What you read in the papers is about.
Carrie, tell us about babies.
They throw up on you. They throw up on you on your birthday.
But that's a good thing, though, right?
Yeah, she's awesome. And she likes to watch Top Chef with us.
Yeah, and play PS3.
Yep, my husband likes to play PS3 and hold her, and she likes to look around.
She is the little joystick, isn't she?
Yeah, she mostly sits right now, but word has that they're going to do stuff later. But she's uber cute. Yeah.
Maybe someday she'll be a chef.
Maybe. Oh, that'd be great. She's not going to get it from me.
Would she be a chef like, say, Jennifer, or would she be a chef like, say, Michael Voltaggio?
I hope that she's a chef like Michael's brother.
I cornered you there, I know. All right, so enough of this chit-chat. Let's get right to it. Big, big episode last night.
Dun,
wow.
Dun, dun.
I'm trying. That
was a crazy episode.
Yeah, that was...
Everyone pretty much sucked.
I know. I think they got... That might be the hardest elimination competition they've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, there was almost no way to prevail.
No, absolutely not. Well, I think there's just not enough planning time.
Yeah. And then, starting with the quick fire.
The quick fire was really hard.
Yeah. What was that thing called?
A Belvedere.
Something. Mr. Belvedere.
It was a Mr. Yeah. Belvedere. Which is
Valentine?
It's somewhere between Valentine's Day and Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah.
You have, like, a lot of pork.
Yeah. And meat. Yeah. Which frankly sounds like a really great idea.
And, that sounds like a winning thing. I don't know.
90 minutes.
Yeah, 90 minutes, and it was, and they were talking about, was it the Bocuse d'Or? It is seriously the culinary Olympics. They only do it every 4 years.
Dun, 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 dun,
the celebration
dun,
of, dun, thank you, keep it going. They get with the French food, people from all over the world come. I mean, it looked like the World Cup or something.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the food dude, I think you need to get yourself invited.
Yeah, don't think that didn't occur to me last night as we were watching. Contact information.
You could be one of the hooligans.
Yeah, totally.
USA. Totally. Yeah.
We hit the wine Olympics first, and but yeah, so they had to create this incredible. And this one really was not. So, it was partially, of course, about flavor, but the presentation was everything with what they were doing.
Yeah,
and hurry up and just throw together something that's good enough for an international competition now.
Well, okay. I love in the quickfire, too, like the guy that was the guest host, I don't remember what his name was, but he's like, yeah, I took 4 months to figure out how to do this dish. Good luck in 90 minutes.
Right.
You know?
Get on.
Is it wrong to say that he was once the mayor of Munchkinland? Or
he looked precious.
Much shorter than that. Yeah. Actually, I think the first take, she walked in and then pulled him out of her pocket. And they're like, no, we better not do that. Let's just go ahead and walk in like normal.
That's obscene.
She kept patting him on the head, and they had to start
I couldn't pay attention to what he was saying. It was so obscene. Yeah. How short that guy was.
Like, speak up, Tom Thumb. somebody give that guy a megaphone or something. But no, so they had to
give
do this.
Give him a stool or something. Come on.
Right. And, this thing set up to be, the whole episode, it set up to be a showcase for Michael Voltaggio. Because he's the one with the experience. He's the one with the big chip on his shoulder and the ego and the experience and this stuff. And he kind of fell flat.
Every time that there's a challenge that somebody is like, this is what I do, they fail.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, every
they
time.
They take it for granted almost.
Like there was a fish challenge that Ron back mm-hmm. earlier. Mm-hmm. And he failed in general. But he,
except
I mean.
Except with voodoo.
He was like, I do fish all the time. This is what I do. I do fish. I do fish. I like fish to swim. And then he failed. And that's what happened, I think. I think you get comfortable. You're like, I do this. Yeah. I'm a rock star.
Yeah, yeah, Michael went to sleep. That was that was great. So who did win?
Kevin. And that's right. Yeah, it's really actually, and I know that this is controversial because Kevin is a fan favorite or whatever, but. I mean, okay, so the only reason that he won was because he actually was able to cook his meal properly, the only one.
Right.
But the only reason he was able to cook his meal properly is because Brian, Hot Brian, told him how.
Well, you're talking about the elimination challenge. You're getting ahead of the game.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jennifer won that.
That was a great moment because I kind of pull for her.
Sushi looking
thing. I really pull for her because I hate to see anybody who's on this big moment in their life, you know,
they just have a meltdown
to melt down the way she's been melting down. But it was great when Padma says, "Welcome back."
Yeah, that was way up on high.
I think she even wore heels. It was really. She's like, "I will dominate you, little man." But no, she won. That was great. It was great to see her smile again. And it was a clever dish. It was like a couple of different kinds of fish and a mushroom. They're introducing a different kind of protein.
It looked pretty yummy.
Yeah, because the thing, you had to have three different. You had to have three proteins. They didn't have to necessarily be different, but you had to have three proteins. And so she won. It was like, hooray. So she got an extra 30 minutes in the elimination, which was basically do a worthy Bocuse d'Or dish with two garnishes that are a basket weaving.
Right. I enjoyed that.
I noticed how they just sort of skipped that whole idea of the
everyone is like,
nobody did a basket with any asparagus. Or, I mean,
they essentially just said, like, don't give us garnishes that suck.
This would have been a spot for Hung to come back with his breakfast made out of crushed up cereal landscape thing or something. But no, that didn't happen. But yes, we get into the elimination, and Kevin tried to do something a little more fancy, I guess, for lack of a better word, by sous-viding the lamb, you know, because he's been doing, you know, something pretty simple the whole time. Right. And, you know, the thing, we were talking about this last night, Voltaggio, and Brian was great about it. He's like, yeah, you know, he's doing simple foods, but there's nothing wrong with what Kevin's doing as long as you do it correctly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, bully for him. You could argue that what Kevin's doing may not be have the technical skill, but to take something that you're familiar with and elevating it, that sets you up to fail in a way because when you taste it, you're going to base what he makes on something you've already tried and liked.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings in a second obstacle to the diner.
But this challenge was technical.
It was. You're correct.
You know, I agree. Right. I 100%. I'm all Carla. You know, simple food that tastes good is going to win every single day.
You're right. For this specific challenge,
and that's why it kills me. I mean, I like Kevin. I think he's a good cook.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to Bocuse d'Or when, I mean, Michael and Brian, given the time, could come up with an amazing Bocuse d'Or submission.
Yeah, that's right.
Kevin. Well,
I thought maybe Brian was going to win.
It's not his deal.
Even though Brian's, I guess the flavor must have really fallen flat, because they even said, "Do you think he's coachable?"
Yeah,
you know, oh yeah, definitely, because it looked like they wanted him to win more than anybody.
Well, and they even said like if they thought that if he had more time to think, like if he did it again, it would be awesome.
Yeah, if he he'd have won that extra 30 minutes, maybe he'd have been the winner. Because what was it? Dan Balut said, "Oh yeah, by the way, he was there." Just kind of a big name, you know. He was only the second biggest name at the table, which is
never happens, right?
We didn't mention that Thomas Keller. You know, he's our Tiger Woods of cooking. You know, he's our guy. He's the only American chef with three Michelin star restaurants. He's the man. And yeah, like what Kevin was saying about him, you could just see it was like, oh my god.
It was. And, I mean, it's like, oh my god. Hi. It's like if a 12-year-old sauteed a Swiss or something, right?
Yeah. You remember that time when you did that cookbook?
That was awesome.
This is great. Awesome. This is cool.
I like the idea though that a cookbook could change your life.
It's cool. But yeah, so Brian looked like he had the most potential. Jennifer, I don't know. It looked like what killed her was that the food was a little uneven. She didn't butcher everything just right, which with fish is not easy.
And it sounded like each piece of fish was cooked because it wasn't cut correctly.
Right.
Each piece was sort of different in how it was cooked.
Yeah. At a restaurant, that might work.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're trying to make all 12 at the same time,
that's,
you know, that's the second time she's done something like that where it's like, you know, you got to think there. But we haven't spoken about Eli because, well, did you guys know it was Eli?
Yes.
Well, it had to be Eli.
Well, I feel like Eli has sort of been sailing out. You know, I mean, I feel like he's just someone who is good, but you know he's not going to make it to the final. I mean, you're just like, I mean, he's not going to win. I think, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the fact that he looks so much like Joe Wirtz has really been what's been keeping him going. You know, because everybody loves Joe.
Like, the thing about it is, if he cooks, people don't know him. If he cooks that sausage, if he cooks that properly, he may not have gone home last
year. It's possible. Yeah, because they all had a rough time.
Right.
Nobody. I think Kevin won because he had the only food that they liked.
Right.
Well, and they specifically said he was the only one that properly cooked the lamb. Yeah. I mean, you have like, I mean, how can you argue against that in the sense of like everybody else didn't properly cook their food?
Right. Yeah. Right. Michael had a bone in his salmon. Yeah.
But at this point, it's kind of pathetic that you win just because you are the only person who properly cooked something.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, I think everyone should get their protein right.
That's right.
Absolutely.
I feel like everybody should get their protein right.
But it is interesting that such an extravagant, you know, world impressive sort of competition is determined by you cooked your lamb properly.
Right.
You know what, though? That's what it's all about. And that's what's great. It's just like anything else that you do. You have to get the basics right.
That's true.
You know, if you're a basketball player and you can dunk all day, that's fine. But if you can't just make a simple shot, or if you can't dribble,
right.
Or if you're a golfer and you can hit the ball, you know, 400 yards every time, but you can't make it go in the hole, it doesn't matter. No. The food has to
be good.
It's
the Happy Gilmore effect.
Well, and Eli, they specifically said, they were like, these sauces are great. Mm-hmm. Like, everything was great.
Everything
except the lamb, they couldn't eat it because it was so rare.
Yeah. Well, see, and at that point, you should be able to cook lamb. I'm just saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying is it's kind of pathetic this far. And I mean, I think that we have really great chefs at this point. Mm-hmm. It's kind of pathetic that they can't cook lamb right.
That's right.
You know, now.
That's right.
And the only reason that Kevin won is because he happened to be able to do it.
Right.
I honestly,
and because he's precious.
I'm telling you, this is getting a little ahead of you,
but, you know, in the preview, he's got some funky hair going on.
Yeah, in the show too.
Suddenly he kind of had a comb.
He had a comb. Somebody gave him a comb. We were a little freaked out by that.
Yeah,
it looked like. Remember when Jerry got a haircut by the other guy on Seinfeld? And he looked like Howdy Doody. That's what he looked like last night.
It looks especially weird in the preview.
And I think especially because he has the bald spot in the back.
Yeah.
Oh no, you don't think it's a comb back?
I got it.
He's going with.
But I remember the first time that I realized he had a bald spot. I was like, bah.
What is a blow? What?
Take the beard and put it up there.
No offense to our bald listener.
No, we love our bald listener.
We just hope you won't do a comb back.
That's right. Yeah,
just let it all go.
Don't comb it over.
Embrace the baldness.
Yeah, it's a good thing. But I think this was the hardest challenge in the history.
Can I please just say, can you imagine trying to plate on a mirror?
Oh my god!
Like
how cool
a mirror.
Was that though?
That
was the
cool.
coolest thing ever.
It looked like a very cool event.
I can't even plate on my Target plates at home. Like, let alone plating on a mirror.
I would be like sweating all over.
I know. Well, there was a shot where one of the Voltagios was like sweating profusely, and I was like, "Back off the mirror! Like, this could be horrible."
Michael was carrying the mirror, and I thought he was going to drop it for sure. I'm like, "You let these other people carry it,
right?" Right.
Yeah. You know, the one thing we haven't talked about was Matt's favorite moment in the show. When Michael referred to Kevin's food as stuff I would cook on my day off.
Oh, he's such a jerk.
I don't know how long this season's been going on, but I finally found somebody to root against. And really, for me, that's what Top Chef is all about. It's finding random people that I can hate. You know,
Spike. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
We have our Spike.
Well, everybody, let's just be honest. When Brian was telling Kevin how to cook his food, he was all like, I don't know if my brother would do the same thing. It's like, heck no, your brother wouldn't have done the same thing. Like, I know your brother better than you.
If your brother was awake right now, which he wasn't, he would tackle you and cover your mouth.
Exactly.
And then give wrong information.
Which would have been smart, actually, since that information is what led Kevin to win.
I thought Kevin was in trouble, too, when he was trying something he didn't do.
That's the golden rule.
That's jumping the shark.
Right. Well, and he was talking about his family earlier.
See, they almost got me the week before with that. Yeah. When Brian was talking about his little boy. It's like, no, not Brian.
I know.
I thought it was going to happen to Brian again, because in the beginning he started talking about, oh, I've got all these bills I haven't paid.
Cell phones turned off.
I'll tell you one thing that was very eye-opening to me was when Kevin won, because part of the challenge last night is you won $30,000 on top of everything else, is when Kevin said, that's almost as much as I make in a year.
Yeah.
And the guy owns his own restaurant.
Yeah, that surprised
fine
me,
dining establishment. Talking to some of these people, I understand that they are not rich men. And that just put it home. I mean, that's,
I don't know.
They work so hard.
I know, like,
for such a, you know, a seemingly small amount of money for you consider who they're serving, right, and all that kind of stuff.
At least they get to eat well.
They do. They eat well. That's, yes, a friend of mine.
Yeah, Kevin's well fed.
You eat well, you drink well, you get to travel. You know, you dance when you do it.
That's just crazy because, like, I mean, like, he is on the top of his game in his city, and he's getting so close to the end of Top Chef, and that's what he makes. I was really surprised.
Yeah. And again, that's kind of what I like about this show and other. If I'm going to watch reality TV, I want there to be as much reality as humanly possible, where $30,000 actually means something to a guy. Not as like, oh, good, I get to go buy a car and get to be in magazines.
But I don't think we've talked about this either. Like, it's not really $30,000. They're saying, like, here's a chip to go gamble in our casino. I mean, I don't think they're really giving them money. I really don't. I guess they
just
could.
Just cash out.
I'd cash mine and leave. You know, that would be.
I would be surprised if they're allowed to just cash it out.
I don't know. Maybe you may be right.
Maybe they get a bunch of Gladware instead.
Yeah, that's true. You get it all in Gladware. That's right.
Here's your semi to drive back to Atlanta.
All right. Well, I think we've exhausted the oxygen in this room properly. Yes. So let's look forward. Who's going
to
win?
On to Napa.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, don't get me started. Who's going to win, Jennifer?
I'm still rooting for Brian.
Brian, Kerry,
Kevin.
Man, it's a tough one. I hate to say it, but I think Michael may win it. I really think he might win it.
We wouldn't like you anymore.
Don't hate me, because I'll be rooting for Kevin. Hate the Voltaggio. I would like it if Brian won too. So we'll find out here. Next week is a little thing I like to call Thanksgiving, so probably no show. So it'll be soon, and we'll be here. So see you then.